In our work in Christian Science, there is constantly before us this process of the redemption of consciousness, and thus the apparent reformation of our world. There is constantly before us the demand to be what we are, the image or reflection of God, what God is conscious of. Instinctively, we know that our weaknesses, our diseases, our unhappiness do not belong to us, and we rush hither and yon seeking the answer to the enigma. Finally, we recognize that our world is returning to us our own image. With this realization, our redemption and reformation begin, because we see, although dimly, that the answer to all problems is entirely at the point of our own consciousness, because that is where the problems are. We begin to realize that this instinctive impulse or urge to loose our bands, to escape from our limitations, this unrest, comes from the divine fact of our present perfection, that the kingdom of heaven is not a far-off event, but a possible present experience. In the degree that we acknowledge this fact, by entertaining the true thoughts or ideas which are God's being, we find that old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We call this process reformation, this process of the redemption of consciousness. This Christ consciousness is conscious always and only of divine ideas, perfect, indestructible, incorruptible, unchangeable, invincible. And when it unfolds as your consciousness, which it is, of divine ideas, what appears is a new mind and new body. We find we possess instinctively the honesty, the justice, the strength, the compassion, the courage, which we call character. Character is never personal. It is individual. Character is the characteristics or qualities of God, the invincibleness, the unchangeableness, the immortality, the spontaneity, appearing as ourselves because of the one consciousness. Remember, reformation is not change, making something over. It is divine being better apprehended. Divine ideas appearing humanly as a changed mind and body, because the apparently changed human appearance is a divine event and not a changed human appearance. Reformation does not involve human will, correcting ourselves or trying to get over something. It does not involve stopping one thing which we call wrong and starting to do another thing which we call right. That is the old way of reformation. In a certain way, reformation is instinctive. We wish to reform because there is some awakening in consciousness of our real being. The science of the Christ demands reformation. It is an actual necessity because of the great gulf which appears to exist today between our present demonstration of truth and the truth itself, which Christian Science reveals as the oneness of God and man. The only sin is the illusion of life in matter. And if we continually indulge this sin by catering to it, we delay our demonstration of dominion. There is never dominion in matter. It is always subjection. Looking to matter for anything takes away our dominion, our freedom, our self-respect, which discipline, an awakening to the importance of not indulging self, returns to us. Quote, "He who gains self-knowledge, self-control, and the kingdom of heaven within himself, within his own consciousness, is saved through Christ truth. Mortals must drink sufficiently of the cup of their Lord and Master to unself mortality and to destroy its erroneous claims." Close quote. Miscellany. Quote, "Now are we the sons of God." Close quote. "Now are we God's consciousness of himself." This truth accepted acts as self-discipline by forcing us to assume a mental attitude toward everything and everybody which mind or God assumes. A certain kind of trust in God is mental laziness, and therefore does not discipline us. It uplifts emotionally. As we attain the understanding that makes the acceptance of erroneous belief impossible, the understanding that there is nothing to change, we find that discipline is no longer necessary. Until this duality is less apparent, until the gulf narrows between revelation and our present demonstration, discipline is as necessary to us and just as important as our meals, our clothes, our houses. We must use the best sense of discipline and will that we have demonstrated to be ours. Material self-indulgence in any form is a denial of our God being. And while human discipline and human will are not Christian Science, they are a lesser evil, resulting from a degree of spiritual awakening to the unreality of the matter man. Without the understanding which Christian Science gives us of the Bible, Reformation in olden days was based on fear. The Mosaic Law, with its interpretation of sin, was damnation instead of salvation of the Christ. Condemnation and penalty governed mankind. Christianity today has retained enough of that law to keep condemnation and penalty as prod to Reformation. This is not Christian Science. Reformation is education. We do better because we know better. Paul said, quote, "For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did." Close quote. Reformation is not achieved through outward conforming to the letter of laws, nor through fear, nor through the making clean of the outside of the platter, but by an inner urge, an inevitable recognition of what is actual and true. Our willingness to accept the law of love, to practice, quote, "God's presence whithersoever we go," close quote, is the first step in our reforming process and is rigid self-discipline. This acknowledging of God in all our ways, this seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, is the perception, in some degree, of the oneness of God and man, and thus a denial of false selfhood. This step may appear as helpful discomfort at a certain point in our experience, because it forces us to relinquish the materiality which is claiming to walk with us whithersoever we go. This inner action, this urge to know and do the will of God, good, is mind acting. It is the voluntary action of mind, which appears humanly as involuntary. In other words, we desire to reform. We seek good involuntarily because of the divine fact that, quote, all is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Close quote. When one is apparently seeking companionship or health, one is merely claiming what is eternally his. Through many disappointments, there is finally some awakening to man's present perfection, and Christian Science comes to the individual. Then the method changes, awakening in some measure to the fact of the one mind. One realizes that this mind includes everything one may seem to want or need. Before you know you need it, you have it, because that mind is your mind. In fact, you could have no demand for something you did not know about. This mind never needs to remember anything, because it includes everything. We want a thing because we have it. We could not want what we did not have, and we cannot have what we do not want. If we want a thing, the minute we stop wanting it, we prove we have it because we have stopped denying its presence. Our very being includes the right idea of all we could ever want. As this truth unfolds, there is no more wanting or seeking. We realize that wanting and seeking deny having. There must be no human desire, no wanting, no outlining, no planning. The moment there is voluntary desire on our part, we deny omnipresence, the voluntary action of mind. The path of non-pursuit is the scientific path. Remember, truth is always active, bringing to light improved concepts. The more we can rest on the inevitableness of what is, appearing in consciousness as what we need, rather than on the human effort to get something or to be something, the sooner we shall prove, quote, thy kingdom is come, close quote. Our standpoint must be perfection. Perfect God and perfect man, nothing needed, and nothing desired. Then the desire to go forward, the seeking of good, is replaced by a progressive realization of good beyond our present dreams. Quote, through the accession of spirituality, God, the divine principle of Christian Science, literally governs the aims, ambition, and acts of the scientist. The divine ruling gives prudence and energy, It banishes forever all envy, rivalry, evil thinking, evil speaking, and acting. And mortal mind, thus purged, obtains peace and power outside of itself. Close quote. Miscellaneous Writings. The problem of supply, instead of being unimportant to those who seem to have plenty, is important, because at this stage of our experience, no one is exempt from the subtle arguments of materiality, the law of which is, dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. We can never rest on the appearance of matter-substance as being substance. It may be, but our only surety that it is real substance and not an illusion lies in the abundance of the ideas of God which we are using as our consciousness. Our sense of substance must be spirit, or it could be replaced at any instant by a sense of loss. He whose resources appear the greatest has the most need to be alert. This is also true of health, happiness, and all that makes for perfect being. It is so easy to rest in the realm of what appears as an improved belief and thus be fooled.